This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show, my loves. How are you today? I hope you're having a good Tuesday so far. Yesterday, I introduced our topic of this week, which is to resolve or figure out something that is keeping us from feeling at peace. So basically, defining and figuring out what our biggest issue is right now. That thing that just really feels like a thorn at our side, that thing that we can't get over or it's on our mind constantly. Something that feels really alive and present in our lives that we just want to be done with or that we want some support in solving. When I sat down to figure out what this is for me, I didn't have a very clear image of exactly what this thing I want to focus on this week actually was. I ended up writing a list about the things that actually feel in the way, the things that are keeping me from peace. Because yes, surprise, surprise, it's more than one thing. And just making the list all on its own, like that in and of itself, brought me a huge sense of relief. Just identifying that actually, it's not that my whole entire life is filled with chaos or that things are overwhelming all the time. It's that I have these few things that keep popping up in different ways that actually make my life a little bit more difficult. And just having that list in front of me, having them really clearly written down on paper in that way, made them feel so much more manageable and absolutely solvable in so many ways. So that's actually what I want our practice to be today. I want you to write essentially a little shit list. I want you to write a list of the things that are bothering you right now, a list of the things that are keeping you from feeling at peace. And you might have one single thing on this list. It's a very short list. You might have an endlessly long list. That's okay. Okay. No judgment either way. Having just one thing that feels like it's in the way doesn't mean that your life is so much better than having 1,000 things on that list. It just means that you might have just one thing you want to focus on immediately of actually resolving and figuring out. And if you have that list that ends up being filled with things, like, let me give you my list. Okay. The thing that's keeping me from peace right now is I haven't slept in 3 months. It's kind of a big one. I feel like certain parts of my home are so disorganized. I am overwhelmed with stuff and it keeps causing issues for me. I'm just organizing all day and trying to declutter and cleaning up. And it's just, I feel like certain parts of the house are just an absolute mess. I am constantly thinking about the fact that I've left outdoor furniture out the entire winter. It's just this tiny thing. I think about it at least 3 times a day, but I don't go outside and just put the thing away. Little things and big things. It's just a mix of things that are keeping me from peace. But even writing this stuff out made it so obvious that there are certain things on this list that I can just get done. Literally, like moving that little, it's like a little stool that I have accidentally left on the porch that I'm worried is going to get destroyed in all the snow. I can literally take 5 minutes or ask my husband to take 5 minutes, if even that, to just move it into the shed where it belongs. And then I don't have to think about that thing anymore. Certain things on this list actually turned out to be ridiculously simple. And then there are certain things that feel really overwhelming and really hard, like the sleeping thing, for example. But just having this list in front of me made me realize what is doable and manageable and totally figure outable, and what is left in the column of, okay, I'm going to need to put some more work here. I'm going to need some help to actually figure this stuff out.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
So essentially today, you're going to do a little brain dump for all the things that are keeping you from feeling at peace. And that can be that little thing that's broken in your home and you just think about it all the time. Maybe it's that huge mess in the back of your closet. And again, every time you go to get dressed, it's like a thing, a moment in your day that stresses you out a little bit. Maybe it's a conversation you've been putting off with a friend, like a hard conversation to have or a boundary you need to set. Maybe it's a big fat issue that you just have no idea how to figure out. But I want you to put all of this down on paper. Okay. And you don't have to scan your life and look for the things that feel like a struggle. Just put down whatever comes up as you're journaling, whatever feels very alive and present for you today. And nothing is too small. Literally, the point is to get this out of your mind and onto paper. Once you have your little shit list, I love this name, totally, we're making that a thing. Once you have your shit list, you're going to divide it into two columns. Okay. One column of things that are figure outable, little problems that you can actually solve, little things that are broken that you can fix or throw away, little messes you can clean up, right? Or ask for someone else to help you clean up. And then in the other column, you're going to put the things that need more attention. And then just take a moment to identify the thing that needs more attention that feels most important to you in this moment. And that's the thing that we're going to focus on this week, okay? So just to make this super duper clear, we're writing a shit list where we are dumping everything onto paper that is keeping us from feeling at peace, all the things we're struggling with or that are annoying us right now. And then you're dividing that into two columns, one column of everything that is figure outable, all the little messes you can actually clean, and then the other column of things that warrant more presence, things that need more time and attention. From that column, you're going to pick one mess. Okay, one struggle, and that's the work we're doing this week. I feel really excited. I love doing this little practice, this little exercise. What if you come out after having written your chit list and you're like, oh my God, all of my issues are figure outable. How fantastic. How amazing. Then you get to spend the rest of the week just cleaning up tiny messes. And at the end of this week, you're going to feel so free. It's going to be amazing and awesome. Let's go. Have a beautiful time getting into the things that are keeping you from peace so that we can actually work through them. I'll be back tomorrow.